And good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And starting off the program tonight, you heard some organ dirges by Callie Malone, and that was taken from a 2016-2017 release, and that was recently reissued and put out on the Ascetic House record label. And this is the first time they put it out on vinyl. Previously, they were just very limited edition cassettes. And, yeah, Callie Malone is, I do believe, based in Stockholm. But yeah, definitely check out some of her music. Really, really great ambient and modern classical music. And once again, that's Callie Malone, and you heard the track called Fifth Worship. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight, playing a pretty wide variety of stuff this evening. And if you're looking for something to do this or next week for shows, definitely check out the CITR I guess Battle of the Bands is what they call it, but it's the Shindig. It started this week, and the next week is going to be on the 17th, and it's going to be featuring Fine as well as Monsoon Moon and Sleepy Gonzalez. So you can hear something from a Sleepy Gonzalez track, something called Melting. It's just taken off of an EP called it Joy of Painting. And then after that, we'll probably hear something from Monsoon Moon. I do believe previously they were named as a Rinse Stream. But anyways, another band that's playing is Fine. So once again, that's Thursday, January 17th. Down at the Hastings Mills Brewing Company. Definitely check it out if you get a chance. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sleepy Gonzalez.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was something from Monsoon Moon with a track called Feather Dust. And that was off a previously released album under their former name, Rintstream. Anyways, before that, you heard Sleepy Gonzalez with a track off the Joy of Painting album. And that was a track called Melting. And those two artists will be appearing at the next Shindig semifinal, which is on Thursday, January 17th. And tickets are only $5 at the door, so definitely check it out if you get the chance. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from our sister station over at CIVL. And they have a new release from the Sylvia Platters. They have a new release called Shadow Steps. You can hear a track off of it, something called And Miles is, I do believe, the name of the track. And definitely check out CIVL if you haven't. And it's really cool that they put out records from artists that they enjoy. Anyways, you can hear a track called And Miles. And then after Sylvia Platters, you'll hear something from a new CD into the station from a group called Hearts. It's basically Hearts, but the A&E is flipped around. They have a new album out called New Compassion. And you're going to hear a track off of it, something called... something called Healing is, I do believe, the name of the track. And then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sylvia Platters. This track is called End Miles. And apologies, just getting these tracks queued up. Once again, that was something from Sylvia Platters, and this is a track off a new release from Hertz. This is a track off an album called New Compassion. This track is called Healing.
Ah.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And you heard something from Hertz, a track called Healing, and that's taken from the new Compassion album. Prior to that was Sylvia Platters with a track called End Miles of the new Shadow Steps album. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new music into the station and just new music that I've been checking out recently. And I actually kind of missed playing this track earlier when it first came out. And this is something from the legendary Pink Dots. And they have every year they put out a really interesting, well, not every year, but most years they put out something on Halloween as well as Christmas. And they put it out on their Bandcamp for a temporary amount of time. So you have the chance to download it. But after a while, they'll just suddenly remove it. And I do believe their Christmas album is still up, but the Halloween album was recently taken down. So you can hear something from the Halloween release. It's something called The Space for Waste, and that's taken from the Halloween special 2018. And if you check out their Bandcamp, you can find a whole lot of legendary Pink Dots releases. So anyways, we're going to hear an excerpt of this track, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the legendary Pink Dots.
There was once a time when this space belonged only to me. Courageous trespassers would invade from time to time, but a mere glimpse of me would send them bowling through the doors. Bleating like lambs, white as freshly laundered sheets. I terrified them. Perhaps you would regard my existence as pointless and impossibly lonely. After all, my universe was a dark corridor. A sunny day was a distant memory, and each night demanded the same lonely walk. Moaning, always moaning, usually to no one. The intruders made that repetitive half-life almost worthwhile. Was it perhaps the axe buried in my head that caused them to race to the exit? Was it the bloody stump where my left arm should have been? Once, a few of them came. Cameras and machines measuring the temperature, calling on me, bursting with excitement at the rustle of a plastic bag. I decided to maintain a low profile on that occasion. I'm not the performing seal. I'm not here to entertain you or to line your pockets. And such was the way of the world for what I imagine must have been centuries, if I had the opportunity or desire to measure time. It all changed when little Annie Parkinson decided to shelter herself from a storm on that fateful October night. I considered this to be highly inappropriate. The corridor is not a convenient spot for you to stay dry. The corridor is not here for your protection. The corridor is mine. I'll rephrase that. It was mine. I treated Annie like the rest of them. I manifested myself an inch before her nose, eyes aflame, blood dripping, blood curdling as I'd moan and moan. And she stood there, laughing. I knew then that I could never again haunt this place. I can bear loneliness, I can bear excruciating pain. I cannot bear appearing ridiculous. That's why so many of you do not believe in ghosts. You see, we come as we are. Blooded, bloated, diseased, emaciated. And most of us feel it's best to retreat. It's hard to die without a blemish. Some of us prefer to disappear completely, but vent our anger at the sheer unfairness of it all by tossing lampshades across rooms. Some of us float in space and mutter on radio waves. Some of us mess with ones and zeros on your precious devices. Ghosts in the machines. Most of us choose our quiet corners, as I did eventually. Don't bother looking, because you will not see me. My new place is in that periodically blind spot in the corner of your left eye.
Down there. Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
If you're one of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's developed and facilitated by peers who have experienced their own mental health challenges and have used RAP to recover and maintain long-term stability. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. For more information about the free RAP groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, spotlightonmentalhealth.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was from the mysterious legendary Pink Dots. That was a track called The Space for Waste, which was an excerpt taken from their Halloween special 2018. Really, really great haunting stuff. And he does that kind of a sing-speak vocal style that's in the vein of, say, Current 93 or some Coil music. Anyways, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P Bone. And up next, we're going to move into some electronic territory, and you can hear some brand new stuff from the legendary Bo Wanzer. His latest release is something on the Amazing Lies Records. It's a 12-inch called, I think it's just a self-titled 12-inch, but it's a five-track release. You can hear the opening track, something called The Grim Whim, that was put out at the tail end of December. And you can check it out at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. After that, you can hear another Lies release. The latest is something from Colin Strange, and it's got an EP out called Don't Belong. You can hear a track called IQ303, and this came out on the same day as the Bo Wanzer release. Definitely check out some more Bo Wanzer releases if you can. I think he puts out some stuff on the on his own label, which is also just named self-titled, I guess, Bo Wanzer. But yeah, really, really, really great stuff. So definitely check out some more from him. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called The Grim Whim by Bo Wanzer.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. You in my head
now, my life.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Colin Strange with a track called IQ303 off the brand new Don't Belong 12-inch. And before that, Bo Wanzer with Grim Whim is taking off the new 12-inch Bo Wanzer self-titled release out on the and both of those records were put out on the Lies record label. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and we got about 15 minutes left on the program, so we're going to try to cram in as much as we can. And up next, you're going to hear brand new stuff from an artist who had formerly put out stuff on the Lies label, that's Silent Servant. His first album was called Hypnosis in the Modern Age, that came out in 2016. That was put out on Lies Records. That was just an EP, but I know he's previously put out stuff on the Lies label. Anyways, his latest release is something called Shadows of Death and Desire, and you can hear the track off of it called Harm in Hand. And I think we're just going to hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Silent Servant, a new release on the Hospital Productions label. This is a track called Harm in Hand.
Psychotic analysis.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. That was something from the new Silent Servant album. That track was called Harm in Hand, taken off the brand new release called Shadows of Death and Desire, out on the Hospital Productions label. And that's the work of Johnny Dinell. Anyways, previously he had put out stuff on the Lies record label. Before that, you heard something from... Actually, no, this is just the one track that we just heard. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And I'm going to leave you with a couple tracks from a few older releases that came out in the mid-2000s. And you're going to hear something from Dat Politics, which is a really great French electronic group. They have an album out called Mad Kit that came out in 2008. You'll hear the super colorful track called Freak Me Out. After that, something from a contemporary artist. I do believe this came out on the Tiger Beat 6 label. I know some of the Dat Politics records have come out on the Tiger Beat 6 label, and that is the label that's owned by Kid 606. You can hear an older Kid 606 album that came out in 2006, something called Pretty Girls Make Raves. You can hear the track called Get Down Low, and this is a... one of his tracks, or one of his albums, that's all entirely analog, synth-based. Really upbeat stuff, and it is kind of along the lines of Dat Politics. So anyways, tune in next week for more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Dat Politics.
And back. Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Community Living Show. Join host Michael, Kelly, and friends on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at www.citr.ca for the Community Living Show, right after the morning after show.